Session can please come to order. Members, please vote, signify their presence. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 12 senators present this morning. Senators Fahrenkamp, Paul Fisher, Vic Fisher, Josephson, Strzelczewski, and Ziegler are excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for the invocation.
Heavenly Father, in these days of frustration and confusion, we thank you for your direction in our lives. In times of turmoil and unrest, we thank you for the rest you bring to our hearts. When arguments between men and nations string relations to near breaking, we thank you for the peace of your love, which may bring us quiet and understanding. Dear Lord, for these things and for another day in which to serve you, we praise your name. We pray thy blessing upon this body, collectively and individually. As issues are considered and decisions are reached, may your guidance be evident. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Secretary certifies the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 37th Legislative Day, Senate Supplement Number 53, and Joint Senate House Supplement Number 17.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the Journal for the 37th Legislative Day, Senate Supplement Number 53, and Senate House Supplement Number 17 be approved as certified.
There's no objection, so ordered. There are guests for introduction this morning. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a gentleman who lives in Soldotna and has lived there a couple of years. This is his first time to visit the legislature. He works for the Fish and Wildlife Service, assigned to the Kenai National Moose Range. Would you join me in welcoming Peter Storch?
Welcome you here this morning, Storch. Are the messages from the governor? Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent we move directly to the calendar.
Without objections?
Citation calendar.
The secretary, read the citations.
A citation in memoriam John Deacon by Senator Sackett and Representative Hurlburt. A citation honoring Anchorage Armed Services YMCA by Senators Kelly and Strzelczewski.
Senator Ray?
There no.
Senator Halford?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to be added to the citation on the YMCA.
You have the floor, Senator.
Same request.
Objections? Senator Ray?
There are no other additions. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection. So ordered.
Senator Ray? I would move that we revert to messages for the governor.
Secretary, are the messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
There are no messages from the House either.
No messages from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 310, establishing, I'm sorry, that's the calendar. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 34, disapproving the Local Boundary Commission recommendation for annexation of territory to the City of Haines. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Halford, and Gilman. SJR 34 has no further referral.
Through the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
May we stand at ease?
We'll be at ease. I know it's well understood that final action through both bodies has to take place on the 45th day of that particular Local Boundary Commission resolution. Secretary of the Senate, proceed.
The Judiciary Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 91, Judiciary, Disclosure of Vital Statistics, Records, and Information, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute, and a majority do pass. Signing Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Signing do pass for Senators Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. HB 91 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 110, Avalanche and Fire Weather Forecasting System, and a majority of the committee recommends be passed. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiluski, Ray, and Kelly. House Bill 110 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 478, Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution Program. Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed do not pass. Senator Sturgiluski signed no recommendation. House Bill 478 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 516, Finn, making a special appropriation for the payment of 1983 permanent fund dividends to eligible persons who apply for the dividends during an extended application period. Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed do not pass, and Senator Sturgiluski signed no recommendation. House Bill 516 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 310, establishing Bob Bartlett Day on April 20 of each year, and recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute and calendar on February 15. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Ferguson. This does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 310.
Senate Bill Number 310 by Senator Vic Fisher, an act establishing Bob Bartlett Day on April 20 of each year. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiluski, Rohde, and Ray.
Are there amendments?
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
There are no amendments, I don't believe.
I will move
the adoption of the committee substitute.
Without objection, committee substitute has been adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 310, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act establishing Bob Bartlett Day on April 20 of each year.
There are no amendments.
There are no amendments.
No proposed amendments. Senator Sackett has the floor.
Just a question to whoever may be able to answer it. Does this create another state holiday? The reason I ask the question is that in the last sentence, may be observed by suitable observances and exercised by civic groups and the public, and I'm just curious as to what that interpretation means.
Senator Ray, do you...
it's my understanding, Mr. President, that it is not a formal state holiday. It is just a day of observance for the public or civic groups or anybody so like-minded.
Are there further discussions for possible amendments? The bill will be held in second reading, will automatically third reading tomorrow's calendar. Citation calendar has been adopted. Is there unfinished business this morning? The announcements of committee meetings. The announcements of committee meetings not made yesterday. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call to the Senate on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday.
There's no objection. You're excused. Rules Chairperson.
Mr. President, are you in announcements of committee meetings?
Yes, we're now to announcement of committee meetings.
Okay, thank you, sir. There will be a Rules Committee meeting today at 12:30. Looks like I'm going to need everybody in attendance for a quorum. We have lots of bills to calendar. The agendas are on your list. Please add SJR 34 to your agenda for calendaring today in the Rules Committee in Belts at 12:30.
Yeah. Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, the Transportation Committee is continuing their symposium on highways at the Gold Room in the Baranoff starting at 12:30. We have quite a long operation this afternoon, a number of speakers from a number of industries and so forth that any of the legislators, I hope, will make it down to hear some of the comments. Also, I might note that the Transportation Committee will be working three heavy days beginning Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on a continuing markup on the railroad. That will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the locations for the meetings will be announced at each day prior to the meeting.
It's in the afternoon, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Are there further announcements this morning of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Ray?
No other business come before the Senate. I move adjourned till 10 a.m. Thursday. 9 a.m. 9 a.m.